Presbyterian Church in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. Thank you for joining us as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. Yesterday, we dealt with the fall of mankind, and we talked about that they fell by sinning against God. Well, that raises the question, what is sin? If you generally talk to somebody on the streets or out and about or in the church even, you'll say, what is sin? And they'll say something approximating or about doing bad things. Well, bad things in what sense? I mean, think about it. There are things that you could do in Nazi Germany that they would call good, we would call bad. And I would say objectively they are bad, but just think this one through. There are things that were socially acceptable today. You know, on Monday we were at Honeysuckle Beach, with the kids playing in the water and the kayak, and the attire of many of the men and women there, you know, 70, 80, 90 years ago would have had them arrested for indecent exposure. And so if you just say bad things, you're still leaving it in a subjective. And so our question today objectively roots sin in the Word, and we might even say the law of God. What is sin? Sin is any want of conformity unto or transgression of the law of God. So it's not just doing bad things. It is God has revealed what is good and what is right and what He demands of you. And it's when you transgress it or you fail to conform to it. And so we think of sin instead of in that kind of loosey-goosey way where it's like, well, you've upset me. What does it say? So, in other words, you are to look at Christ, you are to look at His Word, and you are to say, He has told me that I am to do X, and pick any of them. Let's just take, you shall not steal. Well, that means taking that which belongs to another, or failing to uphold that which belongs to another. You have in the Proverbs, it talks about those who move boundary stones. And literally, those are property markers. We rented a house in the past where the next door neighbors had fences put in for their dogs. Well, what ended up happening? They had the fence company put it over a foot into the property of the house we were renting. Then that family sold it, and when they sold it, they did it in such a way where it looked like that foot was part of their property that they sold. And so you ended up with issues of stealing. Now you think, oh, it's just a foot. No, it's a foot over hundreds of feet. That's a large swath of property. That's property value. That's theft. And so we see, you know, that in an objective sense of what it means to move boundary markers, boundary stones. But we can also think about it, you know, I mentioned going to the beach, you know, pushing the edge in what you wear in senses of, in regards to modesty. And so we need to understand on and on that God is not pleased when we can say, well, I didn't take His thing, I just kind of borrowed. And all the other garbage we talk about. So here's a few passages. I mentioned this one in passing in one of our previous videos, Leviticus 5:17. If anyone sins doing any of the things that by the Lord's commandments ought not to be done, though he did not know it, then he realizes his guilt, he shall bear his iniquity. The wording of the Hebrew there is such that it really means if a soul that sins and does one from all the commandments that Yahweh commanded you ought not to do, he's guilty of the whole law. It's what James says in James 4:17. So whoever knows the right thing to do and fails to do it, for him it is sin. or whoever breaks one of these commandments breaks the whole law, is guilty of the whole law. And so this idea that you can, well, you know, I still, one of my favorite videos, or film clips, this is from the 1950s when the Senate was investigating organized crime. And they had one of the mob bosses before the committee, and he asked, is there anything you've done for your country? I've paid my tax. Now, what has come out later is that, in actuality, the mob was on the bankroll of the FBI during World War II, and part of the reason we were able to snap up all of the German, Italian, and Japanese spy rings is because the mob was working for the FBI. But he can't talk about that because it's classified, so he says, well, I paid my tax. See, I'm a good citizen, I pay my taxes. Well, a year or two later, he was sent to prison for the rest of his life for tax evasion. So, it's just one of those humorous elements. Everyone who makes a practice of sinning also practices lawlessness. Sin is lawlessness. And so it's not just doing bad things. It is violating the law of God. And as we've seen and will see again and again, what is the law of God? Well, it is the revelation of God's moral character. Who is God? And so to violate, to transgress, and to fail to conform to the law of God is to fail to conform against God, and conform unto God and transgress against God. And so sin is not just a slight thing. As I saw on, I think it's Thomas Brooks, said, there is no little sin because there's no little sin, God, to sin against. And so your sins are as scarlet, but in Christ they can be washed white as snow. Thank you for joining us, and join us next time as we continue our look at the Shorter Catechism. Thank you, and God bless.